Kafer Kara Book 21 Do You Wear Makeup? By Kjord Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. You're allowed to try. It's Saturday, and Kara is with her mother at a cafe in the mall. They're sitting on a soft couch and drinking hot chocolate with whipped cream on top. She loves going shopping, especially with her mum. And today is an especially good day because they have only bought clothes for Kara. Kara looks down at the bags on the floor. The weather has turned cold, so they've bought a pair of warm boots, two heavy sweaters, and a pair of thick trousers. Do you need anything else? Asks her mother, as she looks down at the shopping list that they wrote together. A pair of mittens and a hat, Kara says, licking the whipped cream off the spoon. Yes, says her mother, as she puts away the shopping list. But then I think that's about everything. Kara finishes her hot chocolate, slowly. She would like to stay at the cafe a little longer. It's so cozy. Kara watches the people browsing around in the shopping center. When she grows up someday, she'd also like to browse around and go shopping in town. Maybe just with her friends. And when they do, they're definitely going to have a cup of hot chocolate at a cafe. Oh, I just need to pick something up at Boots, says her mother, when they're on their way out. They walk over to Boots. Her mother takes a basket. We need shampoo and conditioner, she says, and disappears between the shelves. Kara walks over to another shelf. It smells good here, of both perfume and soap. She catches sight of all the makeup. There are lipsticks, eyeshadows, and powders in many different pretty colors. She sees an older girl standing in front of a small mirror and putting on lipstick. Kara knows that that is one of those test lipsticks that everyone can use. So when the girl leaves, Kara walks over and takes one of the lipsticks. She takes off the cap. The colour of the lipstick is dark red, and not at all what Kara had in mind. Still, she feels like trying it, just to smear a little bit on to see what she would look like. Kara knows that she's not allowed to wear makeup until she's older. She has, of course, tried putting on makeup for Halloween and Mardi Gras, and for the shows at the club. She also played dress-up at Julie's place once. They put on makeup then as well, and it looked very good, she thought, but it was hard to take off again, and her cheeks itched a lot afterward. I don't think you're allowed to touch the merchandise, her mother says, as she walks over to her. Yes, I'm allowed to try this one, Kara says, waving the lipstick in front of her. Oh, that's right, her mother says, but it sure is red. Kara nods and puts it back. I need a black mascara and a brown eyeshadow, her mother says, searching the makeup shelves before finding a beautiful silver-colored box containing the mascara she usually used. Then she also puts a gold-coloured eyeshadow in the shopping basket. Kara is allowed to hold the bag with makeup all the way to the car. She can't help pretending that it's hers. Kara lets out a satisfied sigh as she sits in the car on the way home. When she grows up, she's going to wear both eyeshadow and mascara. and maybe lipstick.